Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Hona,
Germany.
Members of the Queen's Royal Hussars have been on the ranges in Bergen-Hona conducting a live firing exercise. The fortnight's training package comes ahead of an extended exercise in Battus later this year. The QRH's mission is to destroy enemy tanks and support the infantry in close combat. To achieve this, they're equipped with 58 Challenger 2 tanks organised into four Sabre squadrons. And for the past 2 weeks, three of those squadrons have been in Hona, getting back to grips with the vehicle they call the Hunter Killer.
My name's Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Howard. I'm the commanding officer of the Queen's Royal Hussars. It's really about developing the capability that the army needs in order to have an armour capability, so for it to have its own tanks that can fight and win battles, you need to be able to fire and shoot straight. And that's what this range period is about. And it's about putting them back in the tank again after Herrick, after the Olympics and what have you, and making sure they can shoot properly and fight the vehicle.
Fighting tanks is their bread and butter, but with the focus having been on Afghanistan, the soldiers have centred their training elsewhere in recent years. Lieutenant Colonel Howard.
Bearing that in mind, they're doing very well indeed. The conditions are fantastic. The ranges are brilliant up here, and the training is very good. But we are seeing those sorts of problems that you'd expect from very inexperienced crew members as they start to fire. But it's, you know, it's building momentum as it always does. You know, coming to the end of the first week, we've had a couple of nights night firing, which has been great. It really picks up next week, though, when it gets really demanding.
Challenger 2 is one of the most heavily armoured and best protected tanks in the world. Its features include a correctly mounted chain gun, a general-purpose machine gun, and smoke grenade discharges. Speaking between serials, Lance Corporal Kieran Jardine from A Squadron said he was pleased to be back inside the main battle tank, acting as a gunner as part of the four-man team.
A lot of us haven't done ranges before because we've not long got the tanks back. So it's been busy, it's been difficult changing from course, like tanks to tank. A lot of moving parts, a lot of quick moving parts, but once you get down range and start firing the rounds off, you realise why you joined and it's fun, it makes it worthwhile.
The troopers had a number of challenges thrown at them, including firing at moving targets from a moving vehicle. RSM WO1 Matt Campbell explains more.
Ultimately, the best way and the hardest training we can do is to actually get the crews firing on the move, but with complicated serials, with moving targets, whilst moving in different directions and the target moving in a different direction, and to try and gauge it. It's really good to see how the crews work together to identify the target, get onto the target and destroy it.
By the time they arrive in Canada this summer, the cavalrymen will be well prepared for more moving firing exercises, as well as life inside the unique confinement of a Challenger 2 tank. This is Emily Slater for BFBS on the ranges in Bergen-Hona.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.